This is a conference between a student, myself, or someone playing a student, myself, and a teacher, played by a colleague, for a language and literature higher level individual oral. The context of this conversation is that I've been set the homework task to think about several options for my individual oral, and this is going to be him talking me through and helping me narrow down to what is going to be the best choice for that. Here we go. Hi, Mr. Valentine.
Hello, Tim. How are you doing?
Good, good. Okay, so you told me to do some homework, so I did. I've chosen for my individual oral for higher level language and literature to look at Macbeth and one of the posters that we studied in our Language in War unit called Daddy, What Did You Do in the Great War? And so those are the two kind of texts I want to work with. I've decided that that's where I'm at. I'm not going to change my text. And so some global issue possibilities that I want to work with you and talk to you about, because I don't know what to do. So I was thinking about something about war, right? Both have to deal with war. And so that's interesting. Both have to deal with masculinity in some ways. Both deal with fatherhood. And that, to me, I thought actually was really interesting. The idea of what does it mean to be a dad or a father. Both have soldiers in it. Both are fighting against tyranny in some way, or there's tyranny in it. And so when I was looking at the global issues, I was really interested, I think, in identity. So what does it mean to be a man or a soldier or a father? But then I was like, oh, maybe it's about values more, about freedom from tyranny. And then I was like, well, maybe it's more about power and about conflict and propaganda. So those were some of the kind of possibilities of what I was looking at. Because the non-literary work is clear, it's a poster trying to get you to fight in the war. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pick a scene. That's my extract, so I know mm-hmm. that. Of course, depending on what I use for Macbeth would then sort me out. And so maybe I'll just tell you about my scenes as well, and then maybe you can help me out. So like Act 1, Scene 2, where Macbeth's being referred to as just this kind of wonderful, valiant, brave soldier, could possibly deal with that idea of masculinity or what it means to be just somebody who is heroic. Mm-hmm. Of course, that all falls apart, but fine, that opens. The fatherhood idea, which I think I'm really liking, would be Act 4, Scene 2. And it would be Lady Macduff talking to her... Well, she's not talking to her son. She's talking to Ross about... She does talk to her son, but they're just kind of more bantering back and forth. So this one I want where she talks to Ross, and they're talking about, like, hey, where's my husband? And they talk about what that all means. So maybe mm-hmm. it's more of those... But he talks about fatherhood, like, to leave his babes. And then, of course, for masculinity, maybe Act 1, Scene 5, where Lady Macbeth says, unsex me here. Or in Act 1, Scene 7, where Lady Macbeth is, like, saying, essentially, to Macbeth, I would kill my baby to do this. And so she just tells Macbeth off. So I'd pick a scene from there. And I guess that's more about Lady Macbeth. And that's why I don't know how I can present that in terms of masculinity or... Yeah. So, mm-hmm. do you have any? I'm all over the place.
Okay, all right. So, one of the first things that I noticed is that you seem to have quite a lot of ideas, right? You're clear on what you want to look at with your propaganda poster. And we can talk more about issues to do with authorship mm-hmm. and a body of work later. But in terms of Macbeth, you do seem to have a lot of ideas. So I think it's going to really help you if we can sort of narrow down... You know, which particular thread that really interests you most? You mentioned a number of things like fatherhood, masculinity, being a soldier. You've also mentioned tyranny and power conflicts. So there's quite a lot of things there. So if we sort of think about which one of those grabs you the most, and it might partly be about which of those scenes actually grabs you the most. And then we can sort of help get a better sense of exactly what you want to explore in Macbeth. And then that might also help you think about how you want to explore the poster sort of in combination with that. So I don't know what's going to be more helpful for you, but...
Okay, you know. So I think what I'm liking most is either an idea about fatherhood,
mm-hmm.
or an idea about masculinity. Mm-hmm. So those two, I think, are what I keep coming back to, or connecting other stuff to. Okay. Fatherhood, because you don't normally think of Macbeth in that way. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more, original is the wrong word, but it is something others might not be doing, both mm-hmm. in the class and maybe in the wider world. So that's, and because the poster so clearly is about mm-hmm. being a father. But then I'm also really interested in masculinity. So that would be Act 4, Scene 2, if we're looking at a scene. Mm-hmm. That's almost non-negotiable. That would have to be the scene, because mm-hmm. that's where it's known. I think if I'm working with masculinity, it's either the end of Act 1, Scene 7. Lady Macbeth says, screw your courage to the sticking place. Perhaps. Or Act 1, Scene 5 in her soliloquy. Her opening soliloquy. I think it's the opening soliloquy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After she reads the letter, right?
Yeah, after she reads the letter. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you first mentioned so you've got the Act 4, Scene 2. You had a slight issue with both of those scenes in the sense that you weren't sure about how much it was about fatherhood in terms of, you were talking about, it's Lady Macduff, right, speaking mm-hmm. to Ross about fatherhood rather than the character themselves, which is fine. And you were a little bit worried about, it was Lady Macbeth, and you weren't sure about masculinity. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about how you see that might work. So first, in terms of what do you think, why is that potentially a problem, mm-hmm. and how would you go about solving that issue?
Okay. So in the fatherhood one, part of it is, she says, to leave his wife, to leave his babes. Obviously, to leave his babes is fatherhood, but to leave his wife. And so much of it is, I think, Lady Macduff being upset about all of this, that he's gone, mm-hmm. that he has fled. I think I can maybe, twist is the wrong word, but I think I could probably use that to say that it's not her being upset is not actually about leaving her, it's leaving the family and his responsibility as a father. Yes, as a husband, but more so as a father, is to protect his family. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, comes out in later mm-hmm. scenes when they die and he avenges them. So I think I could use that in a way that could work. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the excerpt would be exactly 30 lines. Okay. Which is maybe a little longer than I want, but for it to work. Okay. I think that's probably
So you've got up to 40 lines you can use. Mm-hmm. Tell me why you think 30 is going to be a little bit too much.
Because I'm going to have to, there's just going to be things that don't matter. Mm-hmm. So for example, Ross comes in and just talks about how noble, wise, judicious he is. Mm-hmm. Great. So that gives a sense of his intentions, that actually he is thoughtful about all of this. But then goes on just to talk about traitors and so on. And I guess, and they need a little bit of context because he has to leave. So I take my leave. It should not be long. I've just got to skip over 5 lines. But I've got to get down to Lady Macduff's last line, which is, father he is, and yet he's fatherless. Mm-hmm. Which is essential for what I'm arguing.
Sure. Okay. So where do you feel that where do you absolutely have to start the passage then? If you want to,
well, I think at the beginning, because it says what had he done to make mm-hmm. him fly the land?
Okay.
I mean, maybe I could skip 2 lines, and he had none. His flight was madness. Maybe once I start working with it, mm-hmm. maybe I start down to wisdom. So I'm starting in line 5. Mm-hmm. Wisdom to leave his wife and his babes. Actually, that might work. Okay. Now that you've kind of talked me out, I could leave the beginning because I could set it up contextually.
Okay.
And that shortens me to deal with the important stuff.
Okay.
And there's a nice metaphor there about a bird.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're pretty clear on those lines you want to look at, whether it's going to be about 25-ish, you cut a bit off, or slightly less, or you go the full 30. And what about the other scene? Talk to me about... you had 2, really. Act 1, Scene 5, and Act 1, Scene 7.
So I think it's more like, I don't know how to... If my argument is about constructs of masculinity and how we construct ourselves, mm-hmm. I'm using a female character to mm-hmm. do that. Mm-hmm. And that's my fear, is that that's a little wonky. That it doesn't... Not that I can't use Lady Macbeth, obviously, because mm-hmm. she has very masculine traits, but I don't know how to... Mm-hmm. It would just be easier to use Macbeth, but there isn't... But Lady Macbeth has mm-hmm. the lines.
Okay. Is there something in the way in which you think Lady Macbeth presents herself here that's more challenging in a way, that gives you an opportunity to talk both about masculinity, but the issues of the fact that it is a woman? Can you deal with that explicitly as part of your individual oral, do you think?
My worry is that if I'm talking about she is a woman and the complexities of that, taking that role on of the masculine figure, then means, and then, and while it's not a comparative task, I'm then working with this idea of a masculine figure of a father and a dad. That sounds complicated to me in my head.
Okay. All right. There's still potential in that scene, but it does seem as though you're far more confident.
I think
with
so.
The fatherhood in terms of Act 4, Scene 2.
And so if I'm looking, maybe this is really helping me out. If I'm looking at this, I think I could work with identity, mm-hmm. identity as a father in these two. If I look at global issues, does it have significance on a wide scale? Yes. Mm-hmm. Is it transnational? Well, yeah, fathers are everywhere. Is it felt in local context? Absolutely. And so constructions of... I have to make that sound better. Constructions of identity or fatherhood, or what does it mean to be a father? Maybe I put it as a question. Mm-hmm. In my next one, I come back and have a kind of a question that I'm looking at. How do we construct our identity as... Or how do people construct their identities as fathers? Mm-hmm. Something along those lines might work out.
Okay, absolutely.
And even though Macduff isn't in the scene, I can talk about how other characters talking about him is the dramatic technique that's being used.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you think that might work?
I think that absolutely can work and will work.
Okay, so my next task needs to be mm-hmm. coming up with that, maybe that question or that thesis mm-hmm. to narrow myself down.
Absolutely.
It sounds like I need to probably get into the text better and to annotate them, to understand them, to see what's being, how they're being used.
Absolutely.
And to maybe then to start rough outlining, not creating my IB outline yet, but rough outlining mm-hmm. of some of my points.
Absolutely. And what I would say is that at this point, at this stage where you're working, I would say for the annotations, I think more is better, because you can easily pare it down after that, right? So you can really get it into grips of the text and all the things you think might be worth exploring, and we can always pare back down or distill it down to what you think is going to be most essential at a later point.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
That's the end of this conference.